back at 3A number two. So we're looking for approval of the estimated cost of.
I'd like to discuss the fundraising thing before we continue. This idea of fundraising.
Before we get approval on this one? Okay, we're going to back up. We're going to go to. We're going to skip past A2 and go to an A3, which was a last minute add-on about some fundraising.
Back.
Now we want to see your smiling face, please, Earl.
Can you turn it this way more?
See your.
How the hell did I do that last time?
I'm not sure, but your whatever it was worked.
Question.
Yeah.
Should be the bottom left.
Bottom left.
At least we can hear you.
But at least we can hear you. Okay.
There
you
go. Gotcha. There I am.
Good. Thank you. Okay. So we are just jumping for a second up to we became very interested in your talk about a fundraiser to help with this. So if you Did you want to talk about?
I had a question, Earl. You had said something about a possible fundraiser for the end of September. Is that something you could take seriously, or?
Well, sure. Like I said, as we are restricted with that machine, it can't freeze. We're kind of limited to the time. I would run the drive until Halloween and do a Halloween blow up, but because of our weather, we just can't do that. But like I said, I'll be back from Chicago on the 23rd, so I can plan something out for that coming weekend. We can book a movie and do, I don't know, maybe a little higher admission, maybe a little donation kind of thing, and just kind of have a little party out there. Maybe we can see if we can get a band or something come out and play. I'd love to serve booze, but that's a whole nother can of worms. I'm all for that. Aside from, like, say, my staff and what the movie would cost me, we can use all the money I take in for it.
Do you have any, I know it's just speculation, do you have any idea what you think that would amount to?
Well, people love the drive-in, so if it's too bad we can't do it in tourist season, because the tourists would go nuts. I've had so many people reach out to me wanting to help to donate power. I had a guy want to donate a power source to us, but unfortunately, it doesn't work that way. So, but because we're dealing with not tourist season, it probably wouldn't be that successful. That's why I'm thinking if we could just kind of hang on and I could do a couple next year, maybe with a new hot movie. You know, we have like Mission Impossible 7 and John Wick 4 are coming next summer. So, I mean, we could do it for one of them. That would be great. I could just donate what I'd make a night, which, you know, if it's say like Minions, for example, I made almost $800 the one night myself. So that's, you know, a good chunk of change.
For me, Earl, it's kind of important like that, to hear that. I would rather see it this year. If you don't think it's going to be successful, then maybe next year.
Yeah. It wouldn't be as successful as it would next year when we had all the tourists out there, that's for sure. Just advertise it as a fundraiser to pay for our, you know, way too expensive power source.
I see your Facebook blurb as we speak, and maybe we could look at two. Maybe we could do one in when you're back from Chicago and do one at the beginning of the season. Yep. Would you be open to that?
Yeah, by all means.
Okay.
Because I think the ratepayers need to see some kind of good,
goodwill,
thank you, from the drive-ins end, that, you know, I think that fundraiser would go a long way, and it also sort of helps swallow the value that we're having to deal with today.
Yeah, again, I couldn't believe honestly, I was expecting $2,000 up and running. I really had no idea that piece would be that expensive. But because, well, I mean, it's basically just a big computer battery. But because it's quote unquote rare, then, you know.
Okay.
I think
we're hearing commitment from you. So I think that's what we were looking for.
Yeah.
But Earl, I want to make this clear, Bobby. I'm going to base my vote on the fundraiser. okay?
On the fact that you're having one.
Not the value, just the fact that there is a fundraiser.
Okay. Yeah, and like I said, it would be, I'm not sure what movie I could get at the time or how successful it would be, but, you know, I think if we promote it properly, we can do it. And I would pencil that in for, well, let's say Friday, the 30th of September, and just blow the place apart.
And then one next year.
And then one in the spring.
And then something next year once we get, you know. Okay. Get rolling again.
A village could possibly work together. Like, I don't know, village, Sarah, some, we could try to build capacity around this. It's not something you have to do all on your own.
Yeah, maybe we could get some of our other volunteer groups helping on it. So, okay.
Sure.
So,
and like I said, if you could get a band out there to maybe play for an hour or so before it, that might help too. So.
Okay. As long as that's not going to create a power surge that ruins our projector. Yeah. Okay.
Well, no, that was, it was totally on that, on whatever happened out there. It had nothing to do with the other thing. But like I said, I'm going to ask Brian if I can unplug the projector after every play. That way we're totally safe. The only thing that will hurt us then is if, you know, the place burns down or something. Question for David there. Did you have any luck with SAS Power? And I'm expecting the answer is no.
I haven't pursued that in much detail. It's pretty hard to prove.
We haven't got to that, and that would be our end of it too. So
okay.
Yeah, that again.
I can. I'll ask Brian Betts about that, and maybe he can write something up that, to that effect. Because he said, when that thing goes from 100% on Sunday to nothing on Thursday, that's not just the machine cacking out. There's something else that went wrong there.
Okay, so a letter on the technical end of it would, of course, be of value to us. Okay, thank you. So,
and I just want to reiterate that we're having this special meeting of council, this emergency meeting of council, because if we approve this, it's in your best interest to do it now rather than waiting until Monday.
Yeah, so hopefully we can get you up and running for Friday. That's our hope.
Yeah, and I honestly, I don't think that's possible. I don't think we can get that part here from Los Angeles and installed and tested by Friday. But if we can, I'm ready to go with money train or bullet train, sorry.
Well, there's 24 hours in every day, and we still have two more of them. Yeah, okay.
That's true.
Thank you, Earl. Okay, so we are going back to 3A, number two. So we're looking for approval of an estimated cost of $5,071.75 for replacement power supply for the drive-in projector.
I will make a motion to that cost based on the two fundraisers that the drive-in will be hosting.
Okay. Do I have a seconder on that? Thank you. All in favor of that motion?
Yeah.
Thank you. We'll get on that right away, Earl. Okay. I have one more. We need approval for the estimated cost of $2,000 for a qualified technician to install the replacement power supply. Thank you, Vince. Any more discussion on that motion? Do I have a seconder?
I sure hope this outlook thing can work out and that value would go down.
Yeah.
If it did, it should cut it in half. But it's up to them. I'll reach out to them and such as soon as we're done here and see what's going on there.
Okay. Thank you very much. All in favor of that motion? 3C, that is also a motion we need. Approval of a 15% contingency fee?
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you, Vince. A seconder for that motion. It's monetary. Thank you. Any discussion on that motion?
That's for 15% over cost.
That's what it is. Yeah, that's right. All in favor? Thank you. Okay. So do we need to do D then? Okay.
So D's the whole works.
Okay, so. Let's go ahead. So 3D is approval of an expenditure of up to $8,132.50 as a total estimated cost to repair the driver projector. The if Rob wants to create that motion to reflect the, if you would please, to reflect the funding
relieved by whatever the value of the two fundraisers.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Do I have a seconder for that motion? Yes. Vince is taking it there. Any more discussion? Okay. All in favor? There, we've spent that money. Okay, we're going to adjourn this meeting. The next meeting, regular meeting of council is August 22nd at 2 p.m. But as I'm going through this, I'm going to add that the last scheduled meeting at the drive-in is September 30th, but we will also be having a fundraiser meeting, our fundraiser on September 30th, the Friday at the drive-in, to help pay for this projector. And we'll see you at the next meeting. Thank you for everybody who attended. Thank you, Earl.
Thank you. Can I have one little thing there, Paul?
Sure, go ahead.
Can you pay the girl as soon as possible, like even today? That'll get the ball rolling.
That's what we're getting into.
Awesome. Okay. That's all I need then. And that's good. So if we're done, awesome. Thank you, guys. Sorry that happened. I couldn't believe it. But
no, there's only so much we can do. Okay. Thank you very much.
All right.
Okay. Yeah.
Thanks, Earl.
Thank you.